Yes, kia ora, kia ora, kia ora. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're having a beautiful afternoon. You're kicking it back with your boys, Luch and Jake. Just got a quick weather update. Currently up in Auckland, it's mostly cloudy with a high of 22 degrees and a low of 14 later on tonight. And I can tell you what, Luch, it's getting pretty warm and I'm starting to love it, mate.
You know what? It's actually been in the news lately. This summer is going to be the hottest summer recorded to date in New Zealand.
Oh, well, I tell you what, sun's out, guns out. It's coming out soon, I can tell you what. So I just wanted to have a quick weather update for you. But coming up next, we've got your useless fact of the day, because you always start off your day with something really bloody useless. Coming up right after the break. Luch and Jake here on Soul FM. Here on the pulse where the beat never stops, that was That Power with What I Am featuring Justin Bieber. You're kicking it back with your boys, Luch and Jake. The current time is 3:30. Hope you're having a beautiful afternoon. Now it is actually time for your useless fact of the day. So we always start off your day with something really bloody useless. Yeah, so Luch, hit us with that shit.
You know, we've all been a bit of a, we've all been thieves every once in a while. You know, we steal a cookie from the cookie jar or anything like that. But this story here, it's actually, it's quite a big one. You know, Walmart, this is your useless fact. Walmart loses $3 billion a year to theft.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
I mean, $3 billion, it's quite a bit of money.
I wouldn't really know, but I'm going to have to interrupt you there, because we're actually going to, speaking of money, it's not going to be, but we actually have no idea if it's true or false or not, but it says here that Tony Veitch versus Mark Hunt is going to fight at the next Fight for Life.
Yeah, so I've got this article up here as well. Tony Veitch and Mark Hunt could be the headline fight for the next Fight for Life.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just going to quickly interrupt you there again. Duco Events have made their first big announcement for the Fight for Life 2K17, naming sports broadcaster Tony Veitch as one of the fighters in the main event. However, a massive and incredibly violent mismatch awaits him after Veitch apparently didn't bother to read his contract. He's fighting Mark Hunt.
So he kind of signed away his soul to the devil without even knowing.
So he would be expecting to fight John Key or Max Key or that kind of shit.
Yeah, he could have, but you know, instead now he's got the Samoan beast Mark Hunt. And within minutes, this is what actually he said. Within minutes, I had a call from Mark Hunt to say he was keen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a massive bloody understatement.
Yeah, yeah. Veitch, meanwhile, has been left red-faced with the error, claiming that he asked several people for their thoughts and asking, "Do we like?" instead of actually reading the contract. He has reportedly contacted lawyers, although that doesn't concern Duco. Lonergan also says, "Oh no, he's not getting out of this one." When asked if the cause was put in there on purpose, Lonergan grinned widely. Anyone who has looked at the Facebook page knows his reading and writing skills are pretty bloody terrible. So it wasn't exactly the hardest trick in the world to pull off.
Yeah, well, actually, straight from the top here, I've just spoken to one of the reporters from The Pulse here, and he's just got off the phone with Mark Hunt.
Yeah.
And Mark Hunt has reportedly asked for the fight to be in a cage octagon.
Yep.
So he can make it as painful as possible.
Oh, yes. No, you know, escape.
And Mark Hunt,
you can't get out of the cage.
You know, Mark Hunt's gone through a bit of a hard time with the UFC lately. You know, exactly. This last fight in the UFC 202 with Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Well, Lesnar failed his drug test, and you know Mark Hunt still lost the fight. You know he's in a bit of a rage now, and he's going to take it out on old Veitch here.
That's right. Anyway, we want to have a quick yarn about that. Coming up next, we've got a short break. Current time is 3:36.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unworldly.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unnatural.
The power of Christ compels you.
And destructive.
The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!
I
want to
play a game.
The power of Christ compels you!
Luch and Jake, 3 to 6 here on Soul FM.
Ooh, you got a classic banger there, Embedded by Tears here on The Pulse where the beat never stops. It is 3:45 here on a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon. You're here with Luch and Jake, you know, and now we've just been spinning the yarn, But, you know, the Olympics, we did pretty well in the Olympics coming up a while ago. You know, it's been a while since the Olympics. But, you know, old Nick Willis, you know, he's still in Rio.
Is he still in Rio?
He's still in Rio.
Wow, that's huge. Nick Willis is yet to come out of Olympic Village dorm room because he's run out of Wi-Fi. Nick Willis yet to come out of his bedroom since arriving in Rio, but seems to be messaging other athletes for their Wi-Fi details. Now, we don't know why he needs that, but reports are coming in from Rio this morning that it has been 8 long days since Nick Willis has been sighted in the athlete's village.
Yeah.
His bedroom door is consistently locked and concerns are growing. What is he looking for?
You know,
why does he want the Wi-Fi so badly?
You know, we've all kind of speculated he has an addiction to the internet and its special sites such as pornography.
Oh, yeah. So you yes.
know, cause I, before oh, I spoke, you know, I spoke to political leader Brody Sargent. You know, yeah. he's in the other room right now doing political things as he should. Mm-hmm. And you know, he did mention to me. He said, you know, old Nick Willis. You know. And he, you know, he's a conspiracist as well.
Yep.
Nick Willis is yet to come out of the Olympic Village dorm. It's because he's run out of Wi-Fi, but not just because of the Wi-Fi, but the content on it, which is indeed pornography.
Mm.
You know, and because in Rio, you know, they have some pretty freaky sites down there.
Yep.
So it's definitely a reason why he'd be staying in his room.
So I'm just gonna have to interrupt you there again. This is what Valerie Adams said during the time, because obviously he's been there since. The Olympics, you know, has been going
been
on, yeah.
Now.
So, those two shared a wall, so they were neighbours, pretty much.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they were neighbours, and so she told us the other day, I don't know what the hell he's doing in there, but all she could hear is moaning.
Yeah.
And so she doesn't know if he's grumpy about doping or grumpy about the Zika. Who knows? She just wanted him to stop.
You know,
stop moaning.
You know, he also could be a bit grumpy.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, he doesn't like Rio, he doesn't like the people.
No.
And even, it's, you know, the answer's right in front of us. He might be moaning a lot because he doesn't have the Wi-Fi password.
Mm.
I know. I mean, what are your thoughts on it?
I reckon it's all about to do the Wi-Fi because, you know, in our generation of time, you actually kind of really need the Wi-Fi nowadays.
Yeah, and you know, Nick Willis, he loves pleasuring himself.
Mm, he loves it.
Yeah, so...
I reckon especially won that bronze medal.
Yeah.
He would definitely be letting a little bit loose.
You know, it's all in the wrists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all in the wrists.
It's all in the wrists. Anyway, speaking about drugs, we've got White Lines by 660 here on The Pulse where the beat never stops.
I've got some great news. Your drive just got 666 times bigger. You're going down.
No. Don't do it. I'm a virgin.
Ancient Jake 306 here on Soul FM.
Sweet ass, so that was Cruel by Zane and Snakehip, sorry, my bad. But anyway, we're talking about Saturday's game up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Wallabies versus the All Blacks, big game.
We have political leader Nathan Calder here today. How are you, mate?
Yeah, pretty good, eh? Pretty good. Just, you know, on the simmer right now, just, you know.
Yep.
Boiling, rolling away.
Bloody beautiful. So, Luke, you want to quickly talk about what's happening this weekend?
Yeah, so, you know, rumours going around right now is the Wallabies actually have a new strategy to try and intimidate our mighty All Blacks.
Oh, well, what are they going to do? They're going to dance around singing Waltzing Matilda or something.
Oh, you're pretty damn close, mate.
Oh, okay.
The Wallabies are going to try and attempt an Aboriginal war
dance. An Abbo dance.
Wow.
To try intimidate the mighty All Blacks.
So they're going to be doing a bloody Aborigine dance.
Yeah, you know.
Sort of like, it's similar to the Māori haka.
Yeah, but 10 times less intimidating.
Have you actually seen an Aboriginal, a big, whatever they call it?
Yeah.
Done before? It's not really that intimidating.
No, but, you know, it is very cultural.
Yeah.
It's quite, you know, it's indigenous sort of, you know, respect on the Aborigine sort of, you know, they came here, they were here first, and then the old Captain Cook came around and,
yeah,
and just sort of started to get them involved, you know, get them into the bloody tobacco and sniffing petrol and
muskets
and Maccas.
Yeah, definitely. It says here the team has struggled with learning the dance However, the Michael Checker told us it has been hard for the team to learn it since no one in the Indigenous Australian in the team. So Curtly Beale keeps saying he wants to lead it, but he is also part Indian, so he wouldn't think that it would be appropriate for
part
the situation.
Indian, nah, you can't be a bloody Indian giver.
You might as well just be born and raised. So it actually also says here that Adam Ashley Cooper has been picked to lead the war dance, which will occur at the
same time.
Yeah. The All Blacks will do their haka, so they're going to try and intimidate
us. So a one-on-one, the Abbo, we've got both Indigenous Māori haka versus the Abbo haka.
It's just all coming together, just like a big bang. Big banger.
Who knows what's going to happen.
A bit of a double whammy. Mm. And actually, Pulse reporters have, in fact, informed us that the idea came from the team, coaching staff, who realized that every time the All Blacks had beaten the Wallabies, it had come because the All Blacks had performed the haka before the match.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so, does that add, conspiracy to that?
Who knows? I reckon, the Aborigines sort of war dance of the both tribes, it sort of just, it sort of brings in the cultural spirits.
Yeah.
The mana.
Yeah, the mana.
The mana. The ancestral energy of the makatū, So... Well, it's going to get very intense,
I'm going to have to cut you off there, mate. We're going to actually go to a quick song, and then we're going to stay on the topic. Here's All My Friends featuring Tinashe and my boy Chance the Rapper here on The Pulse, where the beat never stops.
Tinashe.
Tinashe, she's a 10 arse, eh?
If you've come here to listen to some smooth, soothing music, well, you're wrong. Straight out of Trap City, this dynamic duo is up all in your face. Catch the boys from 3 to 6 here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
Yeah, kia ora tēnā koutou katoa. That was Marky Bassey with you and me.
Do you like G-Eazy?
G-Eazy, yeah, of course.
I don't really like him, eh?
I like him, bro.
I don't know, I just...
There's nothing wrong with him.
He's not the best rapper, he's better.
Yeah, I know, he's not an Eminem, but...
You know.
He's alright.
So anyway, so we were talking about the Wallabies and the All Blacks game coming up this Saturday.
Mm, I met Bowden Barrett just before.
Oh, true, you did today. You had a brush of greatness today.
Yeah.
Met the Miracle Maker himself.
Got proof here. He's a signature of him.
Oh, yeah. What does that say?
Bowden Barrett. Now, I went with Kylie.
Yeah.
We went with Kylie, and she said that she thought that was a hashtag, and she was like, why is there a hashtag in his name?
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you doing? It's the T's in his last name. And speaking of the All Blacks going, I'm going to the game this weekend.
So you are going. For all you listeners who've just joined us, if you've just joined us, we were talking a bit about the game just before.
Mm.
And Jake is going, and Jake will also be able to witness the Wallabies doing their first
Aboriginal haka.
Yeah, the Aboriginal war dance to try and intimidate the mighty All Blacks. And I find it really funny, to be honest.
Yeah, I find it funny too.
First of all, because Adam Ashley Cooper's going to lead the war dance.
It's like Richie McCaw leading it, but...
Exactly.
But Richie McCaw was pretty good at it, I would have to say.
Richie McCaw was good at playing. I don't know if he was good
at it. He was alright.
His skin's a bit white, and it doesn't really count. it might be almost a Sir Richie McCaw, but, let's not forget his roots.
No.
So are you excited for the game?
I'm very excited for the game.
Are you excited for the war dance?
I'm actually more excited for the national anthem, because Stan Walker has been announced that he will be doing the national anthem again.
Which one?
The Australian one this time.
You see, this is what I mean. He's done
New Zealand's one before, but he's actually doing the other one. What's up, Tyler?
I don't understand Stan Walker sometimes.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's like, just pick one. It's like picking.
Just pick one person to sing our national
anthem. You're born in Iraq and you come to the USA, and every time they have a war, you got to sing a national anthem for each one. It's like,
yeah,
you're an idiot, mate.
Yeah, too true.
It's not like we get along with our neighbours, the Aussies.
Nah.
What's your predictions for the?
Well,
for the
I'll
game?
Tell you what. I'm going first try score. I'm going with with TJ. Oh, actually, no, I'm going with... Oh, I've already forgotten. I have to see the team because the team hasn't been picked yet.
Yeah.
So I'll probably have to do that straight after break, so we'll find out some more about that for you.
Yeah, so...
But I'm pretty sure All Blacks are going to put 50 on them.
Probably.
Probably. They did it later last time.
Should we play another banger?
Yeah, we're going to another banger here. It's Kongs versus Cookin on Three Burners. This is this girl here on the Pulse where the beat never stops.
Gen Jake here on Soul FM. Ain't no mercy. Ain't no mercy.